but first we head to the Adelaide Hills in South Australia to speak to this week's guest.
My name is James Tilbrook. We have a winery, vineyard and cellar door in the Lenswood area, which is a sub-region of the Adelaide Hills. The winery there is called Tilbrook Estate, and we've got around about 10 acres of vines, mainly Chardonnay and Pinot Noir, and then we've also got a bit of Sauv Blanc and a bit of Pinot Gris.
On the 20th of December last year, James saw his 21-year-old vineyard go up in smoke. About one-third of the Adelaide Hills vineyard region stood in the path of one of the massive, fatal bushfires, which have burnt more than 10 million hectares across the country. After the fire, James returned to find utter devastation, buildings burnt to the ground, equipment ruined, and the vineyard scorched.
Stringer posts were burnt to the ground. Intermediate posts, wooden posts were burnt to the ground. Vines were all sort of brown-looking, and some of them were sort of black. The rest of the place was really black. The air was full of smoke. The ground was just black pretty much everywhere. There was a little bit of hope, I suppose, in the fact that there was a little bit of green vine still remaining, but most of it looked like, at that moment in time, looked like I'd lost most of it.
Is it possible for those vines to recover?
The issue that we've got is that most of our vineyard is planted on rootstock, so we have got a little bit of vines that are planted on their own roots. Those own roots can basically regenerate from below ground, and so some of those ones that were really badly damaged are starting to grow from below ground. But with the rootstock vines, the graft is above ground. It's about a foot above ground. So if it's been burnt badly between there and the ground, those vines are basically dead. We have had viticultural students from the University of Adelaide come up and do fairly comprehensive testing for us. There's a thing that they can do, which is to test the cambium layer. That's a sort of green layer just underneath the bark. If it's there, then the vine's going to survive. If it's not, it won't. So what we've found is that those vines that were closest to the areas of greatest devastation, they are ones that we again have to replant. Once you get further away from that and there's less heat intensity and so on, what we've actually done is we've gone through with the help of a lot of volunteers and we've cut off the branches off the vines and just to leave the trunk. And a lot of that is shooting from the top. And it's just absolutely fantastic to see because it's sort of, you know, from 6 weeks ago when I thought I'd lost pretty much the lot to realise that, in fact, we may well be able to save something like 70 or 80% of the vineyard is just fills you with such hope.
That's fantastic news. And how is the rest of the vineyard community coping?
You've got people who've got a sort of varying levels of devastation. You've got people who've got completely black vines, which are pretty well dead. You've got ones that are sort of brown all the way from the bottom of the trunk right to the top of the tip of the entire shoot. Those vines, if they do regenerate like ours are, will probably take 2 years before they bear a crop. You've then got ones where the heat has kind of just been fairly minimal but enough to kind of singe the bottom third or two-thirds of the vine. So the top of the vine is still green, but the bottom third or two-thirds is singed. They will have lost their crop for this year, and hopefully they'll be able to get a crop next year. And then you've got people who've got totally green vineyards or parts of vineyards, which potentially could produce crop this year. But the biggest problem for those guys, and it's just really a question of uncertainty because nobody has come back and sort of said, we know for sure whether this is going to be a problem or not, is smoke taint, which of course means that they won't be able to sell their grapes. And that's a huge impact on the rest of the region. I mean, it's people's livelihoods we're talking about.
And how is the community coping psychologically?
Well, the people I talk to are generally positive people. I mean, farmers generally are positive people. You know, we have to deal with, you know, rain, hail, drought, sunshine. Yeah, I mean, as a result, you know, we do tend to be a resilient bunch. We do tend to be sort of fairly positive about things. But, of course, you can understand if you've got a 40-acre vineyard, for example, like a friend of mine has, and they've lost their entire crop, that's hundreds of thousands of dollars worth. And how do you recover from that? It's a huge hit to the bottom line. So people do look sort of positive on the outside, I think, but there's a lot of people who deep down inside are hurting.
James Tilbrook. And James says the area is calling for volunteers to help vineyard owners and farmers get back on their feet and for people to keep visiting and buying the local wines in order to keep the local economy going. He's relabeled some of his surviving wine, Hope.